Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ossie Chavarria. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater takes first base on ball four. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from Romano, and Buford drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Campaneris scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ossie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Odom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campaneris scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0-for-1 in the game. AG strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Chavarria settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavarria hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nosek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0 for 1 in the game. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on John. Campaneris goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Odom's glove, towards Green, who fields it, throws to second, with Campaneris covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Chavarria settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Chavarria settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Aussie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chavarria strikes out. 1 out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roof for the out. 2 outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 2 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0 for 2 in the game. Odom is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Al Weiss. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adair moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Tommy John. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Lee Elia pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Buford reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. Elia goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jack Aker now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now catching. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Lee Elia now playing shortstop. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNerney for a passed ball. Campaneris moves to third. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNerney for a passed ball. Campaneris scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirschberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hirschberger strikes out. 1 out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cater strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Horland pinch runs for Pete Ward. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. Horland moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw bunts in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. Horland moves to third. McNairtney moves to second. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Hicks now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Repos pinch hits for Ossie Chavarria. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 3 in the game. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Repos now playing center field. Joe Nosek now playing left field. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a line drive towards the mound. Aker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.